don't think technology likes me, which is also fine because that just means I don't have to do anything with technology.
So. Black Mirror. Okay.
Oh, if you could be in an episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, God.
What's the one scenario that you feel like would be the least, I guess,
VR
like,
love story.
I mean, okay, see, take story. San Junipero out of the mixture because that one's like the ideal one for everyone.
San Junipero, but there's also the Tinder one, right? The dating app one where the algorithms have to date each other to find a
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. I liked that one, yeah. Too.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. A happy ending. Yay. Yeah. They got out of the city.
The only two that had like a somewhat happy ending. We were just like, oh.
I can tell you, it's definitely not the horror game. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that one was rough.
That was hard. The dogs one, like, it was an episode I didn't enjoy, but also like a world that I wouldn't want to live in, having mechanical dogs come after you.
Oh, yeah, no, that one was terrifying. The credits one I could deal with.
Credits?
Yeah, the like second episode.
One million, 2 billion credits.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Would you?
Just riding a bike and you're getting paid to ride a bike.
I thought you were talking about the porn stuff.
No, I wouldn't do that part. I would just ride a bike. I would be like, nah, everyone else can do the other stuff. That's
American,
fine.
American Idol porn. Yeah. Porn Idol.
No, when I hear that song, it hasn't come up on my playlist. I can almost guarantee it's going to tomorrow now.
And I know we talked about it, yeah.
Yep.
Now we're talking too much about Black Mirror.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Whew. 3, 2.
Wait, you weren't recording?
No, yeah.
Always be Always. Recording.
ABR. Oh, what's up, geeks? What's up, weebs? What is up, nerds? This is I am here. You know me as I'm a Who Trans Superman. That's on the Twitter as Who Trans Superman. That's HUUTRAN Superman. And I am here with the Geek Goddess. What's up, Leilani?
Hi.
Lele underscore Renee. Lele underscore all day. Lele all day. Everywhere, Lele's.
Yep. Just Lele.
Yeah, we just had dinner with. We're trying to get trying to get her mic back. There it is.
It's cursed.
Yes,
it doesn't like me.
Yeah, I know. We did a mic check, and I was like, oh, this is the good mic. We're gonna give you the good mic this time. And then it didn't work for her. So it must be this mic. So we switched mics for her, and then that one didn't work. So I'm like, I don't understand.
Mic check. 212 doesn't like me, but.
How about who?
It definitely likes you.
Yeah, there you go. Lonnie and I just had dinner tonight with another friend of ours, and now we're ready to talk Peacemaker.
Do you really want it? Do you really want to taste it?
Yeah, we're doing a dance. Here we go. Shoulders. All right. So HBO Max released Peacemaker, I want to say 2 months ago. I literally watched all of them in one day.
Was it 2 months ago?
I mean, there's 8 episodes, so if they released one weekly, yeah. I assume it's 2 months ago.
Oh, because the first 2 episodes came out at the same time.
I mean,
still, 7 weeks ago. A month and a half.
But yeah, so this is a show that so Peacemaker, if you don't know, is on HBO Max, stars John Cena, Peacemaker, who
Suicide Squad.
From the Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad.
They even do like a little, the first like, previously on that the Suicide really Squad. Funny. Yeah.
I was like, this show was made for the people that actually watch this, but thanks, James Gunn. Yeah, so, you did good.
They took John Cena, who turned out to be, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the Suicide Squad yet, took John Cena's character from Suicide Squad, Peacemaker, who turned out to be a villain.
He didn't turn out to be a villain. He wasn't a villain. That was the whole thing. He was doing what he thought was right to ensure peace.
He was part of that. He was part of the antagonists of the Suicide Squad.
Because they're all technically villains yes. because they did the wrong things. He's the only one that was doing the wrong things, but with the right intention
Peacemaker.
And totally fucking things
what
up.
What a joke. So. He doesn't die at the end. They put him in hospital. So this picks up pretty much a few months after his recovery, from the events of the Suicide Squad, and then they do 8 episodes of Chris Smith, very American, very, very, very John Cena white name there from Boston there, as Peacemaker, and like go through his backstory, which was really interesting. So initial thoughts about, so Leilani, when she first watched it, the Geek Goddess here was...
I couldn't get past John Cena's weird vein in his pet.
Again, this was 2 months ago.
It was so weird and creepy. And that's all I could stare at through, like, don't get me wrong, the story was fine, but then every single time he had a shirt off, you can see one particular vein, and I was like, that looks so uncomfortable, and that's all I could think of. And I was like, dude, I feel like you should go to a doctor for that, because it doesn't look, because I used to be around bodybuilder boys and stuff, but that was like a vein where I was like, that looks not good, dude. Like, it looks like it's straining your arm. So that's all I could see in the first episode.
Like, John Cena is a big guy. Like, you know,
he's huge.
Yeah, we took a picture with him at Comic-Con.
I did.
And I was like, oh, like the people, like, they look big on TV, but then you see them in real life and go, yeah, they're big. Like, that's like twice the size of a regular human, you know? And it just doesn't always translate well to TV, which is why, like, you know, certain stars, like, they have to, like, they can't just look good. They can't just look like a regular. They have to like look pristine, because it doesn't always show on screen.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, we get this John Cena. And so, yeah. So when I remember like distinctly, like a couple months ago when Peacemaker first came out, she's like, have you watched it yet? And I didn't really have access to HBO Max at that time. So I was like, oh, I haven't seen it yet. But I also am not in like a rush to go watch it. She had mentioned the vein. Mm-hmm. That was like the only thing she had mentioned. Like, it was the only thing she had talked about. I was like, oh, this disgusting vein. I can't.
It was so hard to get past it.
I didn't want to watch it after that.
It was very hard to get past it.
A few weeks later, like, it was like one of her favorite shows.
Because it was hilarious. Yeah,
it was a really good show.
I liked the plot with everything. I liked that it was kind of a, like, yes, you kind of don't like this character in the Suicide Squad movie. Like, he's there. And, like, yes, they're all villains, but you find, like, redeeming factors. He's the only one that you're kind of like, you don't really have any redeeming factors, dude, like, at all. Yeah. But then in the show, they very much give him redeeming factors, which is awesome. And it's just a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. But then again, I'm like, James Gunn has not let us really down with anything. Yeah. So.
And as like Lonnie said, like, so it's almost... It's not that John Cena's playing two different characters. Mm-mm. He's like we're just seeing the other side of the coin in the show.
Yeah.
And again, James Gunn very good. Like, you know, he wrote Peacemaker for the Suicide Squad as they needed it, mm-hmm. and then, I mean, they must have known that like they wanted John Cena on for.
They just continued it, which was nice.
Because Warner Brothers put this together was like, hey, we want John Cena to star, because like. So James Gunn was tasked with not only writing him in the Suicide Squad, but also like, okay, cool. But in his head, he goes, okay, once I finish the Suicide Squad, I need to be able to write him. Like, you can't write him to be, you know, just a total jerk, because then like, why would you want to watch?
But he did though. He's still a total jerk in the show.
And so he's able to like
He's semi-racist, sexist, everything that you would absolutely hate. But then you're like, oh. There's a reason why he is like this, which is horrible, because you're just like, oh, his dad is way worse than him.
They really keep hitting the, he said he, like, maybe his best line in the movie was, and, you know, I love peace. I'll do anything for peace. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how many men, women, and children I have to kill to achieve it, you know?
Yeah.
And
they keep it up.
That's how he comes
into his character. That's his whole entire character. He very much thinks that everything that he's doing is for like world peace and everything, but he's not doing it in the right way. So that's what makes him part of the Suicide Squad and in prison, because he was definitely like the vigilante, but he would take like a step farther than like Batman. He's like, oh no, I'm just gonna kill people. I don't care who's in the way. And they still show it in the show, which you're just like, oh, like this... he really doesn't care.
And Warner Brothers, like, they're finally figuring out, okay, cool, like, they really fucked up that first Suicide Squad. So they go get James Gunn, who at one point was canceled, and so his comeback from being canceled is pretty amazing. So
he's definitely making up for it.
And most people who like him get fired for, you know, something old that comes up, they don't get a second chance. He's gotten a second chance and really run with it for two different studios.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got the Suicide Squad, and it's interesting that, like, they just chose, and, you know, John Cena's got, you know, John Cena's going to bring in pro wrestling fans, number one. John Cena's going to, they have, you know, he also has a huge, like, fans of just, like, kids who like him, who may not watch pro wrestling on a regular basis, but they know who John Cena is. Like, he's gotten to that point with 9, 10-year-olds who, 8-year-olds who just, they just know who John Cena is.
Mm-hmm.
And so this show's not made for them, but but it's just one of these, like, marketing is like, okay, you know, John Cena's got some star power.
Which is great. And it's just like, this is what you would expect from, I don't know, douchey superhero that thinks that he's like God's gift to Earth type of a thing. And you're just like, oh, this is the show. Okay, got it.
They bring him a couple of the analysts from Suicide Squad in to be part of the cast here.
Which was great, because I was like, it makes sense that they would keep some of the same people, because that's like one of the things when you watch like a movie or a TV show and they just kind of replace people. Like, that's one thing if like an actor is not available or something and they try and recast, that's different. But with these ones that you were just like, well, we didn't really know them, but you kind of recognize them. And so when they brought them back, you're like, oh, they are the ones that kind of screwed over Amanda Wallace. And like, this makes sense that they would be the ones that she's like, well, now you're stuck doing this because you technically betrayed me. Yeah. So,
and Amanda Waller, like, again, for a character.
Which was great. I was like, oh my gosh, she's for real in this?
Yeah, for a character
for
that,
like, a second?
Yeah, that we kind of hated. Well, not hated, just like, that first Suicide Squad, like, anything that was, like, brought over for that first Suicide Squad that has survived. Again, Amanda Waller is obviously a very big character when it comes to Suicide Squad lore. To keep her going, which is great. Because, like, you know, she's really the driving force behind Task Force X.
Yeah, because she is the, like, really only the real true villain of the Suicide Squad.
And Harley was, like, the other one that they wanted to keep on and replace everybody. And now they're, it's kind of nice, like, to know that those characters who, you know, they had a really small part in Suicide Squad. Not, like, super small, but, like, you know, like, all right, cool, that they're there. But you don't think anything, like in Jurassic World and Jurassic World 2, like the people that we saw in the lab, we didn't see them again in the second movie, even though they survived, right? So sometimes you're like,
yeah,
all right,
I was like, you guys are stupid. You didn't put Nick Miller in this movie.
Like you see these big characters. And so it's nice that they had a plan, like, okay, we're going to have them here, and we're going to have them go to this new show. And the story was fun. It's not too campy. It's just enough campy. Like, there's a little bit of campiness to it. They try to mention, like, really, like, C-rate villains. You know, he just brings up, like, Kite Man, you know? Like,
oh,
you know,
man, Kite right? Man.
And so they do these little things where they kind of just bring up, like, just stuff that you haven't really heard of, but, like, that are actual existence. So it's a little bit meta, a little bit campy.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, if they do bring it up, it's for the people like me who actually know, like, DC characters.
It's an Easter egg, yep.
Where I'm just like, oh, you mentioned this person? Like, ooh, that's cool. Or, like, the ongoing joke that they say at, like, the last episode with Aquaman, like, fucked a fish. And you're just like, and then, it just kind of brings it up and you're just like, oh, these are funny kind of jokes that someone who's watched and, like, read DC most of their life, that you're just like, that's fucking hilarious that they would even bring that joke in there, you know?
Because Peacemaker, like, honestly, who would have thought Peacemaker before John Cena was cast was going to be, like, oh, something they're gonna, someone they're going to, they're doing the Marvel route, like, okay, we have a lot of these, you know, we can't just rely on Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, like, these guys to carry our franchise the whole time, so you know, good for them. You ended up really what do you like most about, or what really drew you to the show besides, like, it, you know, being funny or whatever? Like, what else did you like about the show?
I mean, the story was good. I didn't know where it was going at first, because it seemed like, it didn't know where it was going at first, but I think that was intentional with John Cena being the main character. Because he was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. All I want to do is get laid.
What the hell's a butterfly?
Like, this is just kind of ridiculous. The whole time he's like, okay, well, I want to get laid. That's my main priority.
He was in jail for 4 years.
And he just didn't care. And so I was just like, okay, like, this doesn't make sense. But then as soon as that, and you know, the first episode, I was like, oh, so what just happened? And it kind of just drew me in from there. And I was like, all right, well, maybe I do want to know what the butterflies are or what's going on. But every single time something kind of happened, you're just like, oh, it's not what it seems at all. Okay, gonna keep going and figure this out. So it just kind of kept on drawing me back in with more questions of what was going on. I think the cast really carried it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, John Cena's great and all, but I can't remember her name. The black girl.
Abadoya.
She was great. And I already liked her because she was in Orange is the New Black. Yep.
They added her. And she was in the movies. They added her in Adeboya.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But she was great.
Addie. They just called her Ads.
I thought that was really... She was a good character just because she's like, I don't do this shit. And it's like, clearly. Yeah, which was great.
Yeah, she's the fish out of the water they threw in there. And
and it worked out so well. And then the more you're watching it, you're like, okay, well, I also like this analyst dude. And the farther and farther you get, you're just like, oh my gosh. I think my favorite character though, and I think I told you this before, was Vigilante, his like unofficial sidekick.
Because he's a psychopath.
Oh my god, he is so freaking, he's 1,000 like over the radar autistic.
Oh.
And I didn't psychopath.
Know, like psychopath, like, did you get autistic out of that?
He's 100% autistic.
I got psychopath because, like, he's void of emotion, right?
Yeah, he doesn't have emotions, but he also doesn't know how to, like, actually conduct himself whatsoever.
Socially? Okay, I can see that too, yeah.
So that's why I'm just like, no, he didn't know how to read anything, like, at all. And, like, he can't convey stuff, which 100% is, like...
If you're going to do sarcasm, you need to
let us need know. To tell me that it's that you're being sarcastic. Like me. I'm being sarcastic.
I really hope that...
You are very unhealthy fat. I was like, Jesus, dude.
No, it was like, nobody worries about how fat you've gotten.
Just like everyone believes that your beard is that color. I was like, oh no. But it was good. And I thought that they did a good job at like kind of a fun, different type of world building with the show. But man, the cast carried it like none other. Yeah, Vigilante was freaking hilarious. Just everyone overall was great, I thought. And it was a fun show for sure.
Yep. For me, just again, like, my brother watched it and he goes, have you guys seen this? I was like, oh yeah, Lottie's been watching it this whole like time. And he was just like, oh, it's just, he was like, oh, it's weird. Like, some of the, you're not supposed to care about in Suicide Squad, you care deeply about in the show. I'm like, yeah, like seeing his backstory and really making him a tragic figure was really nice. Yeah, like, it's not a regular like superhero trope, but it does read like James Gunn. I was like, yeah, oh yeah, James Gunn definitely, was a part of that. I thought like their use of music throughout the show was really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like the opening theme, but like,
no, just like them in the van and stuff, like driving places, and they're like, we need to listen to whatever, like old 80s
even a moment rock like band. In the first few episodes, like there's a part where Peacemaker is like falling for Harcourt, and like it goes slow motion. There's a song that the lyrics just, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Like, I mean, and it was mostly butt rock, but there's just a couple other things. Like they did a metal version of, oh, what song was it when Vigilante and Peacemaker are like blowing up shit? It was like a metal version of a alternative song. I was like, oh yeah, is this what I think it is? And it might have been a pop song, but it was a metal version of it. And I was like, all right, cool. So we got to see a bunch of like, you know, so John Cena, has quietly become a pretty good Hollywood actor. Like, I mean, first you saw him in that Amy Schumer one, right? And people were like, whoa, this guy actually has some acting chops.
Oh my God, I forgot he was in that movie.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I'll see you on, and I'll always go back to Blockers.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because Blockers was so good. And he was so funny in it, which I was like, okay, well, John Cena's not a bad actor. Yeah, like, he did really good. And I don't know if he was a bad actor because maybe they just, like, WWE or whoever, like, did it didn't give him, like, a really good start with movies, you know? Because wasn't he in something like, it was like the Marine or something, or the...
He was the Marine.
Was he the, that's what it was. And so that's why I'm like, I think that's what people go off of, which, I mean, it's WWE movie. They're not always going to be great.
And plus that was like 10 years ago.
I would say longer than 10 years ago.
Oh yeah, sorry. Like, I guess.
Like,
I guess,
15, maybe. So that's why I'm like, I mean, he's definitely worked on it and stuff, so. Which I'm like, good for you, man. Like, way to take a page out of The Rock's book. And then I think the next one is Dave.
Yeah, Batista.
Yeah.
So they all got, like, Batista. Batista's was, I'm more shocked that Batista is getting roles than John Cena. Like, John Cena, I always kind of felt, all right, this guy has a little bit of something.
I think with Dave Bautista, it's just kind of like, he's just naturally just kind of nonchalant-y, which works for all the characters he's cool. that he's gotten. Yeah.
He's just quiet, cool.
What was the one where he's with like the little kid?
My Spy.
Yeah. That one wasn't bad. It was cute. It was a cute movie.
I mean, the cheesy parts were the cheesy writing, but not like...
Oh, totally.
Yeah. She's gonna move. Oh, she's gonna stretch. She's gotta stretch. Okay, so
my ass is falling asleep.
Yeah, so like, yeah, and so okay, so not a criticism, but like, so James Gunn has already been. Oh, there you go. James Gunn has already been. Can't do it any other way. There you go. James Gunn has already been signed on to write and direct all of it for next season of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, good for you guys. You already got renewed. Like, I don't know. I think when shows get renewed too fast, it can be either a good thing or a bad thing. But with theirs, because it was like, I think they had like 2 or 3 episodes left before it got renewed. I was like, okay.
I think,
that means that they had like a good footing underneath them before they got renewed.
It is hard now because like, we don't have ratings anymore, right? Like, we don't do TV households anymore.
No, it's streaming. It's how many streaming. People are streaming it and, during, like, during, you know, once it's available? Because, that's what they've done with, like, Euphoria is every time, I mean, next to the Super Bowl, it was the most watched show. During the Super Bowl.
She loves Euphoria.
I do. I watched it after the Super Bowl, but it's okay.
So this is so this is not a criticism, but like maybe, and maybe I'm just bringing it up for, or maybe I'm just bringing it up for, as a talking point, but so now James Gunn has Peacemaker, has the next Suicide Squad movie, has the next Guardians movie. At some point, like, if it, maybe this worked out for him with the pandemic and everything, like, this was, Peacemaker season was so good because, you know, maybe at that point, like, Guardians wasn't filming yet or it had nothing yet, so that got pushed back.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad was done, so, like, it was, like, his only thing on his plate. Mm-hmm. But eventually, like, James Gunn's gonna have, you know, again, like, I just rattled off 3 things. Like, I don't know what it's like to be a super creative person like James Gunn, but that sounds like a lot of, I mean, I remember writing another 8 episodes. Like, he might have an idea, but still, like, you got to really refine. You know, you may have your ideas, but you got to really write it down of how to get to that idea, to each idea. But then also, he's now, Guardians is filming soon, I think.
No, they already started filming.
So they're in the
middle. Because Zoe Saldana's in her Gamora.
Oh, so they're already, so in the middle, so he's in the middle of that. So that's great. Like, they'll probably wait till, you know, obviously when he's done directing that to start Peacemaker. But then maybe at the same time, like, hey, also, while you're doing Peacemaker, maybe write another Suicide Squad too. So at some point, like, it feels like burnout is a real concern for me for James Gunn, because I mean, just a lot of stuff. And
I feel like writers and directors are like a totally different breed, though. Because
at some point
they can write like several different things at the same time, and I'm like, bro, fuck?
If they can write with as if they're writing at a time.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm like, with him, it was crazy because he got the Suicide Squad, and then right after they were like, okay, we'll take you back to do Guardians of the Galaxy. So then he had to help with stuff with that. And I don't know if he helped write or if he's just directing Guardians of the Galaxy, though, either. So that's the other thing.
I mean, even if he's
with being a director, yeah. Like, he's still helping create it.
Right.
And so that's why I'm like, I don't know how much he does hand in hand with the writing process. Because with directing, I feel like, yes, you are on set, you're making sure that things fit with like the flow of like whatever the writers put in the show. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know how much he writes compared to how much he's just the director, which sounds weird to say just the director, because yeah, I feel like right. That's a lot of work.
That's still pretty. Because you say that, because Peacemaker is writing and directing. Like, it may be, you know, maybe they took something off, like, hey, you know, you're just going to write, you know, the next season. Mm-hmm. And then, but, you know, obviously he did so well with season one. I have no idea. Like, he might just be just fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's one thing to me, like, wow, they're really, like, stretching him thin. And, again, it might not be anything, but.
But that's my thing. I was like, I don't know. To me, it would be crazy because I'm like, that is a lot to put on someone's plate. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I know that when you're writing something, it's not just you. You have a team also, which is kind of nice. But yeah, I just looked. He is helping write Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which comes out May next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of stuff. And like, the thing is that he's done, like, everything that he's touched so far has worked. So...
They're making another Starsky and Hutch. Oh, it's a TV series.
Oh, so it was a.
He's going to be.
It was helping. A TV series. Then it was a movie. And now it's a TV series again.
Yeah, he's helping write that with, but like I said, with the team.
Do it.
So I'm like.
Do it.
I mean, that's the thing that I feel like would kind of take a little bit off of that is having a team to help you with the writing thing. Like, yes, you might butt heads here and there with some, like, ideas, but at the same time, I'm like, I feel like that's part of the creative process.
Yeah, so I
but while you're directing, that's when you're just like, okay, well, this is just me.
I'm assuming it's easier to direct something that you wrote yourself because, you know, like, you know the notes that you have already. Like, it's always like when you hear about, like, Parks and Rec episodes, like, you know, you have like different writers do different episodes, but like you gotta know what happened in the previous episode. And then you have different directors, like even for like Rick and Morty, they do the same thing. Like you have to have a different director for almost every episode. But again, this is one of those things that like I really hope that season two is as good as season one. But I can see if there's like, if we see a drop off, that could be a reason like, all right, maybe James Gunn just needs a break. But
it's hard to do better in the second season when the first season's really good, though.
Yeah.
With a lot of shows. Right. I'm not just saying Peacemaker, but, like, it just seems that way. I feel like, I don't know. There's certain shows where it's definitely, like, season two gets so much better than the first, well, like, with a first, because first season you're just trying to find your footing and stuff, yeah. And I think Peacemaker did such a good job at that I'm like, you put the bar really high for yourself for the next season. Yeah, like so
he obviously,
hopefully things work out.
He obviously knew that he wanted more because he's, you know, so now, you know, if you haven't seen Peacemaker, you're going to get some spoilers here. You know, with Peacemaker's Terminator dad dying, but still being there as a ghost.
So throughout the entire show, I couldn't think of how I knew him until you said when you were watching it, Terminator, and I go, oh yeah, that he's so fucking old now. Yeah, well, what the hell?
The Terminator 2 was 1994.
Why I was like, oh my god, dude. Oh my god, he got old.
I want to say this is the second time they worked together. I want to say, I'm gonna look it up right now. I think he was also the bad guy in the first Marine. Expendables. I think I want to say he was the bad guy.
The Expendables. That movie.
What's his name? Patrick Wilson? I want to say.
Patrick Wilson.
Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick. Robert Hammond Patrick. He is in the Marine.
Oh, so yeah, so.
And so he's also in. Oh, see, I think of him from Terminator 2 and then The Faculty, which is like the weirdest, scary movie ever with like the best cast.
Terminator 2 was actually 1991. He was in Die Hard 2. Ugh. Die Hard 2 sucks.
I don't even remember Die Hard 2 all the way.
Last Action Hero. Oh, because of the cameo as the T-1000.
But that's so funny because, yeah, I the whole entire time I was watching Peacemaker, I'm like, why do I know this guy? And I just never looked it up on IMDb, and yep. I just kind of kept on thinking. I was like, I know him from something. It will hit me eventually. But then it never did, and I kind of didn't really think about it until you were like, yeah, Terminator. And I go,
the fact that I know he was in. Oh,
my God.
The fact that I remember the Marine is crazy, too.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, John was like, hey, you don't want to play my father? He was in the Marine.
He's a really good actor. I really am really good friends with this guy who would be great for this role.
And the White Dragon is a very interesting character too, because Peacemaker was like
brutal.
It was political without being political.
Yeah, it was one of those shows where I'm just like, oof, yep. Oof.
Like it doesn't like I'm like, oh my God, they're doing deep state stuff. I'm like, all right. Cool. Like I like hear like lizard people. Like, it reminds me of the girl I kind of slept with a little bit, and and because she was really big into lizard people. Yes. So I was like, oh, I was like, oh boy.
I hope one day she listens to this and is like, oh, they're laughing at me. Yeah. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. You believe in lizard people.
Well, so. Yeah. It's like I don't think that's
ever we happening. All know that it's yeah. Mole people. Come on.
Or
crab people. It's crab people.
So and then who else was there? Anybody else like the kid who played Vigilante, like,
oh my God, like,
I don't know who he's in, but he was really good.
I recognized him from someplace, and then I looked it up and I was like, oh, okay, let me see Vigilante, because he's like a pretty face, and so that's why I was like, why do I know him? Apparently he's in things that I didn't see. But he is in The Suicide Squad.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which I was like, no way.
I wonder, like, he must have been like a small cameo or something.
Yeah, somewhere. He was something small, but then I guess bigger thing, he was in Pitch Perfect and he's in Harry Potter. Which I was like, oh, cool. I don't remember him in Pitch Perfect, but cool.
Again,
and not. Also, but he's in more than one Harry Potter, so that's why I was like, well, he must have been somebody.
He's Harry Potter.
That's why I was like, huh. But I watched, the thing that I remember him from mostly is I watched this stupid show, and it was kind of like a show that was making fun of The Bachelor, and it was called Unreal, and he was the first like love interest on the show. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. That's the dude from Unreal. That's great. He did so good.
Yeah. So like, I was like, all right, cool. So pretty cool. Cause like Vigilante is like somebody like, oh, this guy's like really annoying.
And oh, he was going to be so stupid. That very first time I saw him, I was like, oh, you're going to suck. But then I was like, oh, you're one of my favorite characters.
I think I'm like the prison episode, like really like you flipped, right? You're just like, I was like, oh boy.
No, that prison episode with Vigilante though. Oh my God. I laughed so hard when he sits down. He's like, hey, I have an idea. Let's talk about the, what contributions of Black America. Oh my, it was so good. Yep. He's like, mine's rock music.
Because the show was like you see the good of people plus you see the bad of people.
Yeah,
and that was a really good meshing. Like, okay, cool, these are not black and white characters.
No,
There's a lot of gray area in them. So at the end of again, like we talked about James Gunn having a plan for season two, because so now his dad's a ghost that's haunting him.
Mm-hmm.
And the butterfly is still alive. Goff is still alive. I'm like, Goff's okay.
Still alive, which I was like, okay, but it depends on how much of that like little fluid from the cow.
Right. And so
I was like, I'm okay with Goff still being alive because Goff wasn't that guy.
Wasn't totally evil.
That's the theme of the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker is like the people that you think are good guys aren't necessarily good guys. And the people that are villains aren't necessarily villains. They're still trying to do what they think is right overall. And so it just kind of plays into all of that, which I was like, very smart of you, James Gunn. Like, very, very smart of you.
And apparently, like, people, for some reason, spoiled the ending for you and my brother. I saw the cameo. There's a cameo, like a
two cameos.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Two cameos.
I was a little shocked.
It did make me laugh because. So ready for the big spoilers? Just spoiler. The after the whole show is kind of almost over. There's like I don't know, maybe 15 minutes. After the big battle, they're walking away and. Justice League shows up minus two people.
I mean, right. Yeah, so the Justice League show up.
Yeah, and then, minus two people, which is Batman and Cyborg.
Yeah.
But
Cyborg, who may not even be part of the Justice League
ever again. You just see the silhouette of them at first because it's just shadowy. And so you're just like, oh, well, I mean, it's not really them. Because I can't show them, whatever, it's fine. And they walk past them, and John Cena says, like, you're fucking late. And walks past Jason Momoa, which at first I was like, oh, it's not Jason Momoa. And then see their face and it is Jason Momoa and it's Ezra Miller as a Flash. And
also Ezra Miller, who was supposed to be canceled and has not been. So
why is he supposed to be canceled?
He yelled at got in a fan's face and like yelled at them. And like there's photos and videos on set of him just berating this fan.
Oh.
That happened like 2 years ago. And so they stopped production of The Flash for like 3 months. And that's the thing. If you're going to be canceled, just wait like 2 or 3 months and people just forget about it.
I had no idea any of that happened
It was a really big thing. So
weird. But John Cena tells Aquaman, go fuck a fish. And Jason Momoa goes, really hate that rumor.
I hate that fucking rumor.
He says the F word.
Yeah, I hate that fucking rumor. And Ezra Miller.
Ezra Miller goes like, mics. It's not a rumor. And it's you're just rumor. Like, oh my God, this is the best thing.
I was like, oh, do these guys owe James Gunn a favor? But I was like, wait a minute. Justice League was Whedon and Snyder.
Well, so, oh my gosh. So the thing that kills me is Jason Momoa was supposed to play Drax. And then James Gunn essentially, like, there was something with scheduling or something. So then James Gunn moved on from that, which then he got Dave Bautista and everything, which is fine. Perfect.
They've all done very well.
Yes. So I was like, it's not like anything bad happened with that. But I was like, to me, for those two dudes to be like, oh, you want us to do like a small, I don't know, maybe go to set for a day and get in our costumes and literally say two lines.
And the F word.
Yeah. I think that's what sold Jason Momoa for sure. He's like,
Warner Brothers,
I get to swear. Right. I'm down.
Everybody was like, maybe not them, but like Warner Brothers was like, okay, like, hey, look, it's Peacemaker. All right. Like, if they're going to be.
You can say one F word.
It doesn't have to be canon.
Yeah. I think that's what kind of sold Jason Momoa on it. Cause I feel like, I think he knows how to swear in Dothraki. But I don't think that he's been able to really swear in many other movies.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
So
you do? Yes. The Rockets, they can get it. They can all get it.
I don't know what you're quoting.
Parks and Rec. When I'm Tall Tyrion Lannister. Someone named Tall Tyrion Lannister? Tall Tyrion Lannister? That's Game of Thrones. You don't watch Game of Thrones?
That's right.
The waffle. They can all, they can all get it.
Yeah, I do remember that now. I'm like, wait, why don't I recognize this? Because.
So DC, again, we had talked about for so long how DC just needs to really step up their game and do long game stuff. This is a long game thing, all right? You're taking, a C superhero, like the letter grade C. Superhero, not SEA, but
he's in Game of Thrones also. Vigilante's in Game of Thrones. Oh my gosh, what has this dude not been in at this point? Oh my god, he's just crossing all the boundaries.
So like they finally like made the Suicide Squad how it should have been done. then they're like taking these characters and branching them out into TV shows, which so far, like, they've only really done like the angsty CW shows, DC, which are, I think they're fine. I don't think they're amazing. Like, they're really good. Some of them, like, there's been like one or two good seasons of each.
I couldn't even get through I think I'm on episode 4 of Green Arrow. It was so bad.
Yeah, Green Arrow I never watched. Like, Flash had like a really nice peak, but then
the first season.
It's like season 2 or 3. Like,
I couldn't get past the first season. Yeah. I really wanted to.
Yeah.
But as soon as like the first whole season, thing with his mentor happened, I was like, done. We're done. Yeah, I can't do it.
Tom Cavanaugh was actually like the best thing about that show.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I'm done with this. And yeah, then
so season 2 and 3, like, their early stuff, like, but they've dragged it on really long. Legends is funny because like they start off as like a serious superhero show. Serious, quote unquote. And then they lean into like, we're just gonna be super fun and campy, and it's the choice is one of those like people are either gonna hate it or love it. Like, there's no middle ground.
What's the one with Brendan Fraser that's on HBO?
Doom Patrol.
Okay, I heard that one's good, but I haven't watched it.
I haven't seen
it
either.
I'd be willing to watch it because of Brendan Fraser, and then the girl that's in it who voices the sister Isabella. And she's in Orange is the New Black. She's Isabella in it also.
From Encanto. I'm sure you all knew that already, though. Yeah. Encanto. Watch more Encanto.
You obviously haven't listened to our podcast. Yes,
but anyway, good for DC. Really good for DC for like, hey, they're doing a long game now. They're making sure they don't make the mistakes they made by rushing Justice League out there.
Yes.
And so you know, if they can just make a good one. Like, Flash is supposed to come out, so hopefully Flash is good.
Black Adam.
Black Adam got shown them at the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it, but I heard.
Black Adam, the Batman, but I don't think that's part of it.
But still something like DC sort of has. You're right. Like, so like, I think they want to make Batman kind of separate, like have their own Batman universe that they can cameo like little pieces here and there. So it's interesting because like the Batman is almost its own universe. In itself, but also then they can have, because they're bringing Affleck and Keaton back for The Flash. So the multiverse exists and that could work out for them.
There was a picture that I saw trending, and the only reason why I looked is because it said like Batman, like hashtag Batman. I was like, oh, it's about the movie, cool. Like whatever, it's probably like a new poster, because I'm sorry, those posters are sick. Those look so cool. And what it was a picture of Michael Keaton in his Batman costume, which I was like, also sick, very cool.
It's really nice to see that the multiverse is getting a lot of love lately.
Yeah, which is great because I'm like, it makes sense with both Marvel and DC because they have so many different types of storylines, which I'm like, it just addresses it in a good way, in a respectful way for us nerds who I'm just like, yes.
I think the multiverse is... Go, sorry.
The only thing is I really, really, really just want, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it until it actually happens, and I speak it into existence. Give me Terry McGinnis. Please give me Terry McGinnis. I want a Terry McGinnis Batman movie, and I want Michael Keaton to still play Bruce Wayne, but old Bruce Wayne, and I want someone young. Not Kevin Conroy? Oh my god, that would be a dream, but I mean, it would make some more sense with Michael Keaton if it's a movie.
Yeah, because Michael Keaton's got star power.
Yeah, well, and I'm like, it would make sense because he's at the age where he could play old Bruce Wayne,
Batman, the Vulture, and two Michael Keaton can exist in 3 different universes. Plus, he was in Multiplicity, which is not the multiverse. But
listen, just make him Beetlejuice, like as a cameo in every movie, just walking in the background, like they do in Community. That was probably like one of my favorite jokes. It's so good.
Community was very good. Community was so good. Very, very underrated. But then they had a real nice peak.
Yeah.
And then the Chevy Chase stuff happened.
Yep.
And that was really weird. And then it kind of like they had to really stretch to get those last 3 seasons in because they want. But, you know,
I don't remember most of the last 3 seasons, though, honestly. So, I feel like it's such a weird blur.
Right. So season 5 is the one that like they have to go from NBC to.
Was it like CBS or something? Or was it.
Or maybe season 5, like they had to come back. Like, they're like, hey, that were brought back for one final season.
Yeah.
And season 5 was like, okay. And that's the one where they lost. They had to bring the guy from Breaking Bad in and Padgett Brewster, who I like Padgett Brewster. I like those guys.
Yeah.
Or was that season 6? Again, season 6.
I think that was 6.
Season 6 is when they went to
it's
Yahoo.
It's a blur.
Yeah, they went to Yahoo. Remember? They went to Yahoo.
I don't remember that.
And so I was like,
I just remember watching them after, I think.
Yeah, because like Yahoo was like, oh, yeah, we'll put some money out there. Because Yahoo's like trying to get into the streaming stuff, and they're like, okay, this is going to be our. Number one, thank you, Yahoo, for bringing at least 6 seasons. But really, after season 3 or 4, you don't need to.
No, that's kind of
season 3. Yeah,
that's why it's just I don't remember the last couple seasons because they were such a weird blur.
Season 4 was the gas leak season.
Oh yeah.
Remember that weird gas leak last year? Yeah, because I think that was when Britta and Troy get together.
Mm-hmm.
And season 5 is when Troy leaves.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's when I was like, oh, boy, this show can't last without Troy.
No, because he's so great. Nope. So I went to the hat store and I got myself a hat. Childish Gambino is a treasure.
We are going to, as we finish up here last time, so we got Batman coming up.
Yes.
We've got our tickets secured.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
We
have our tickets secured. And we're going to go see it. We're going to go prepare ourselves for a 3-hour movie.
listen.
That'll probably be pretty good.
Remember
when people hated Pattinson?
Yeah, because Twilight.
Well, yeah, but this is like geek culture. Like, this is one of the, this is like, people are like, oh my God, so-and-so's playing this guy. Hated already. Like, guys, this movie's 2 years away.
See, I remember people asked me what I thought about it.
Oh, because you're a Batman fan.
Because I'm a Batman fan. And how do you feel about him?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson's a Batman. Hey, you want to see my dick?
I vividly remember asking or telling people, I was like, I will give him a shot because he's good in other things.
But you wouldn't do that for Ben Affleck.
No, because Ben Affleck's not good in other things. That is a huge difference.
And
Ben Affleck is not good in anything.
And Ben had
two besides Dogma.
And he had 2 half good movies. He had 2 half good Batmans.
I don't know if he had any good Batmans. He had no good Batmans. He had decent Bruce Waynes.
No, I think I think because we talked about this. I liked his Bruce Wayne in
Batman vs Superman.
Yes, but then I liked his Batman a lot better in Justice League. Whedon.
Yeah.
I think that we talked about this. I was like, it was so weird to like his Bruce Wayne Olsen just sucked.
Yeah.
But then again, that was Whedon cut. He was actually pretty good in.
I think Whedon, out of all the directors that we've kind of talked or people getting canceled, he needs to actually be canceled and like for good. Because
he just keeps digging himself bigger holes. Oh my God.
Well. I'm just like, after hearing all the things, because like you watched Buffy, but I did not. So I didn't know really anything about him before he started doing superhero type stuff, I guess. But every single person that he's worked with does not like him.
It's crazy. Like, oh
so
boy.
I'm just kind of like.
Like not, now that we're getting this information, like, oh boy. Like,
yeah.
He wrote that late 90s to early 2010 wave really well.
Mm-hmm.
Without like he went 15 years without people. Calling him out, which is really cool.
Didn't someone on Buffy call him out and then
James Marsden?
No. Oh. One of the girls.
Oh, maybe.
And then she got like kind of fired or something.
I don't know. Oh, Tara.
Okay.
I know she got fired. I didn't know what it was for.
It was because of that. Because she called him out on stuff. So then he had her fired, which now it's coming to bite him in the ass.
The James Marsden stuff is crazy. I'm like, oh my God. Like, do you hear that stuff?
No.
So James Marsden's played a vampire. Like, he was supposed to be an evil vampire.
Okay.
But he was so charming that fans really start to like him. And we're like, oh boy, we want to see him like Angel, like Dave Boreanaz, like maybe turn him good or whatever. And James Marsden was in... Not Cyclops.
Oh.
Is that James Marsden?
That's
James Marsters.
I don't know who that is.
So. James Marsters. So he plays a vampire. He plays Spike. He's done in a lot of things, but.
Oh, okay. I know Spike.
Yes. Yeah. So the blonde haired vampire.
Yes.
So he was so charming that like people were like, oh, we want to see more of this guy.
Uh-huh.
And so like he at one, this is before like he decided to put him in the show or like make him a bigger part. He's like, this guy was supposed to die. He was supposed to be a villain, a vampire that dies at the end of season two.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he corners James and goes, hey man, this is my fucking show. You're not supposed to be a cool vampire. You are a fucking vampire. And James is like this is like his one of his first big jobs.
Oh, God.
And he's just like, oh yeah, man, this is your thing, man. I'm just acting what was written for, like, you're writing the show, man.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but obviously, and James Marsters is actually really cool. Like, we've met him at, well, I don't know if you have, but
no.
my family and I have gone to his like panel stuff. He's a really chill dude. He's cool. He's fucking cool.
I do recognize the name Spike because my aunt used to watch Buffy. Right. So I'm like, I know the gist of people. Like,
right.
I don't know any of the stories, so I know Spike, and I know Angel, and I know Buffy, and I know Willow.
Like, you know, well, Allison Hannigan also.
Okay.
Allison Hannigan might be, like, the most famous out of...
almost everyone there.
Like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, maybe?
Michelle Gellar, yes, only from, like, early 2000s, right, because
Allison Hannigan has
the movies.
American Pie plus How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother is trash, so whatever.
It is, but people love it.
I think What's-His-Face, maybe.
David Boreanaz.
Yeah, because I mean, Bones.
Bones is so good, too. Yeah,
and Bones went on forever.
And he's still acting. So
is Bones still on?
Bones is not on. He's doing a different... He was doing like an Army something show on CBS, like Army Police Guy, SWAT or something. I don't know what it is. But he was doing something.
I don't know about the Buffy Boreanaz. Cool. But
like, it sucks because like Buffy was good. Angel was good. Firefly was good. The Avengers was good.
But even then, the Avengers, like, it all came out that he was trash during that also.
Well, I mean, the thing, he's probably trash.
And it's just like,
the whole time.
Oh, man.
But
harder for people to come out at that time rather than now, I think.
And, hey, Ray Fisher. Good for Ray Fisher.
Hey, Ray Fisher.
It's weird that they don't have him in things. Like, he got cut out of the Flash movie.
Yeah.
Man, like he's.
I don't know if he's.
He's getting blacklisted. It was crazy.
Well, I don't know if he's auditioned for as much stuff because I know that he was getting like a lot of heat from it, and so I think he took a step back from stuff.
I
don't know for sure, but
we saw the Snyderverse. We saw how good it was,
and he was like, "That's such a bummer." Because I was like, "If this movie would have been in theaters, just split into two parts." I think that's one of the times where I'm just like, this is a movie that needs to be split into two parts because it was really good.
It was 4+ hours long.
Yeah. Now, with like The Hobbit, that didn't need to be three movies, but whatever, guys.
Hey,
it's fine.
Make that money. They didn't know they're going to have an Amazon Prime show. They didn't know. Like, they're like, how can we make more money?
Have you heard about the stuff with that?
No.
All the drama. Oh my gosh. People are so mad over The Hobbit show. Or not Hobbit show, Lord of the Rings show.
Lord of the Ring universe, Hobbit universe.
Because in one of the posters that they released, they have a dark-skinned person. You don't even see their face. You just see their arms, and they're holding something. And people are like, there's no black people in Lord of the Rings. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay.
Hey, Middle Earth.
Oh my gosh, why can't we just have one? Can we have one black elf? Can we have an Asian elf? Can we have a Hispanic elf? Can we have an elf that's making empanadas or something? Because that would be legit. Oh my God. Do you know how cool that would be for like second breakfast?
My unpopular opinion is that like I'm not a huge Lord of the Rings fan. So like I don't like, because I think my nerd fandom means more sci-fi versus fantasy.
I'm weirdly in the middle.
Yeah,
I feel like.
That's why. Game of Thrones is good. Yeah. But I don't think I love it as much as everybody else.
I mean, I liked it until the end.
They're coming out with a prequel. I'm like, are you guys still doing that? No.
The prequel needs to die.
I was like,
it's not going to be good. No, I think I'm in the middle when it comes to stuff like that, sci-fi and fantasy, because I love Lord of the Rings. But I also love Star Wars. And then not the biggest fan of Harry Potter, which is very fantasy. But then I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, which is sci-fi. So I'm like, I'm weirdly in the middle of everything.
Leilani knows me better than I know myself sometimes. Like she got me, so number one, she got me for Christmas. She got me a WandaVision Funko Pop, which she knows is my favorite Marvel show. And then she also got me a Captain Kirk Star Trek. I'm like, oh yeah, I like Star Trek. But then so Star Trek has come out with I call it New Trek. There's Discovery, there's Picard, there's Lower Decks, Yeah. Oddly enough, the thing I think is the most, I just watched it. So I had a 3-week, I don't want to call it, it's a break from work the last 3 weeks. I spent one day watching all of Star Trek Prodigy, which is a Nickelodeon show. And I was like, this is the best Star Trek they have out right now of all the new Trek. Like, this is a Nickelodeon show? And it's made for, 12-year-olds. But I'm like, oh, my God. And so I watched it all one day. And then I went and found podcasts that were, all Star Trek podcasts who talked about it. And they loved it. And I go, oh, yeah, she's right. This is one of my favorite fandoms. It just took me a minute to, find stuff that I really enjoyed again. Because some, discoveries, I always say, and a lot of people are like, it's okay. It's fine, but it's not great.
Okay, but
the Orville. You're gonna talk about the Orville.
Oh yeah, no, I was gonna say, what is the best Star Trek movie?
Well, for me, this is only real Star Trek real nerds will surprise.
I know
this. It's First Contact with the Next Generation crew.
I was gonna say, which one is the actual one that everyone likes though?
The search.
Are you joking?
Not search for
you're
Spock,
joking.
But the Wrath of Khan is
no.
Oh, you're talking about Galaxy Quest. Yes, Galaxy Quest, also very good.
Galaxy Quest.
So it was funny because I was listening to a podcast. This lady on there, she talks about they did unpopular Star Trek opinions, and she goes, yeah. My unpopular opinion is that Generations is the Star Trek movie that was the original crew, James T. Kirk and Captain Picard, and you think, oh, that's gonna be really cool, but they wrote it in such a janky way. It doesn't flow very well. Mm. There's 3 good parts in it, but then the rest of the movie is you're just trying to get to these parts. And so her popular opinion was like if I was stuck on a desert island, that might be the movie that I would take with me.
Galaxy Quest?
Generations. And she goes, and everyone's like, whoa, that is unpopular. Because you can say that Generations is fine. But then she goes, well, to be truthful, it's probably Galaxy Quest. But Generations would get consideration. And I just thought, I was like, oh, they want to. She wouldn't want to listen to this because she would hate the podcast. But
not a Star Trek person, but I do love Galaxy Quest.
Yes, Galaxy Quest.
Which, when I was younger, I was like, oh, this isn't. I had no idea it had anything to do with Star Trek or whatever.
That Galaxy Quest TikTok with Sigourney.
Yes. With Sigourney. Oh, screw this.
Oh, fuck this. So if you haven't seen it, apparently.
She said, fuck that.
She goes, oh, fuck that. Because there's this part where, I don't know if it was supposed to be a joke or whatever.
It's the ending part with the weird clank things. Yeah, so funny.
She goes, oh, fuck that. And it's funny. Ha, ha, ha. They probably okay, it's probably not written that way. And she did it. But apparently, for some reason, they didn't shoot any other alternates of that scene. And so that's the only footage they have. And so they run it. They dub over her line.
Screw this.
And yeah,
it doesn't match.
But her voice, her mouth says, fuck that. And I'm like, who directed that? Why would you do that? Especially in a movie when you're basically filming maybe one or two scenes a day.
Yeah.
And movies are one camera. Ugh. I don't know. She has made a face.
Sorry, that was my foot is.
No, gotcha. Well, we're almost done. Movies are one camera, so you shoot just over and over and over. You run the scene 20, 30 times because you want to make sure you have all the scenes. A TV show, you have 4 different cameras. Most sitcoms, I should say, 4 different cameras, so you can kind of cut around things.
It's just such a funny.
What the fuck just happened? So she sent me this I guess it was a Galaxy Quest documentary on Netflix or something.
I think it's the shows that we grew up or love or something like that. So. And it has a couple of them, it has Alien on there and stuff like that, which I'm like, oh my God, it's so great. But
that's what we should do for our podcast. Do the research, and then figure this out. So anyway, I want to say thank you to Leilani because she does know me better than I know myself. I was I like Star Trek. And I was like, oh no, she's right. I do love Star Trek. right.
We've had this conversation where you're just my fandoms are a couple different things. And I'm like, you love Star Trek. It's one of my favorite. I like it, but it's not my favorite.
They haven't had a Star Trek that I've loved in a while. Yeah. So Next Generation growing up in the 90s, it was just so weird because nobody else liked Star Trek and I loved it. And I was like, oh yeah, Next Generation is so good. And
you definitely love Star Trek.
And yeah, my buddy saw me this weekend. He goes, do you still play a Star Trek game? I'm like, yeah, it's I don't need to.
But like, they keep giving me new characters, and so I gotta get those new characters.
Oh my god!
And so yeah, so Next Generation is my favorite, and then it kind of goes from there. And like, it's literally the only, like, nobody else has Paramount Plus in the world except for me. Like, I'm keeping them in business because I pay for it every month because it has Star Trek on there. So,
I mean, Paramount's great because I get to use your
all
Paramount.
The, all the Nickelodeon stuff that you guys
no,
watch.
I was gonna say South Park.
But yeah, that's so weird, like, because South Park's on HBO Max and Paramount. It's yeah. weird. So
that's like, the thing I know. But it's weird because like the COVID,
the specials were on
the Paramount. Yeah. yeah, those ones were on Paramount, but they weren't
on HBO.
For a really long time on HBO. I think yeah. they might be now.
It just, I,
but
again,
it came
I,
out
I
like
how,
2 months after.
I don't know how these fucking streaming services
I don't
work
know either.
Anymore, right?
It's we just, so weird.
We've gone to, I know, we talked about this, we've gone to the new normal where. Okay, guys, I'll pay for three of them. You pay for three. And we all just have to get a group and we'll share our fucking
passwords.
It's going
to circle back around to like Comcast, Xfinity, right. whatever, and like Dish. And they're going to be like, if you join our thing now
we'll
for $100 a month, you can get Paramount,
yeah.
like HBO, da-da-da-da-da. And it's going to be like,
yeah.
and then
we're
like,
back.
Yeah,
It's because right
just
now
going to circle
like
around.
Right now, the streaming services are okay with you, or quote unquote okay with you sharing passwords.
Yeah.
But eventually, yeah, it's going to come back to, you know. And here's the thing: us as humans we pay a lot for entertainment. We
I mean,
have,
I so. Get booted every once in a while from one of my streaming services that I gave to my sister, who is in a different
Georgia.
State.
Yes.
So every time it's like, "Are you in Georgia right now?" And I'm like, "Yes, I am." How did you know? Even though I'm answering from Utah, I am in Georgia. This is me that
is
logging
me.
Into my account. But it's always kind of funny because at the same time, I'm like, I really don't care who has my stuff.
Yeah, like we all,
sharing's caring.
Yeah, we all do it. Like, all right. So we have Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, and they're all raising prices. You know, every couple of years.
Oh,
so.
Totally. Like my sister-in-law has my Disney.
Yeah.
I use my Disney up at work for when we yeah. have like movies and stuff that are on there for patients. So, I mean,
this is our
easy.
Rant that we had, you know, every 3 months we have to have this streaming services rant.
But with streaming services, I'm like, it's kind of nice because, like, with Peacemaker and stuff, it would come out on Thursdays at like, I don't know, like 6 or 7 or something like that. And I didn't always have to watch it and I didn't have to record it or anything because then it's just there.
Yeah.
So I could watch it Friday or I could watch it like
yep.
at 9 or whatever. It's just
like Euphoria.
Yeah. We could take a whole nother hour to talk about Euphoria.
And
but
had, and then you had Dexter, which was mm-hmm. The Showtime add-on.
Yep. Dexter was good. Righteous Gemstones.
Righteous Gemstones. Is that Showtime as well?
No, that's
HBO.
HBO
Max, okay.
But like all the South Parks and stuff and on Paramount. Yep. Anything with...
Your kids love all the Nickelodeon shows. I log on there, I'm like, oh, there's like 8 Nickelodeon shows on here.
Yeah, it's the worst. I think the other one that was kind of nice for like Dex and stuff was like Peacock? Watching
yeah, WWE.
Wrestling,
yep, like just,
even though they had that weird glitch.
That was weird. Like, but you know,
and I was glad that you tagged me in it, that it wasn't just
oh, yeah.
like us. It,
it
really
was. It was literally everyone.
Yeah.
And they don't fucking care.
No, they didn't care.
So.
But anyways, so... If they could have another cameo in next season of Peacemaker, who would you want it to be?
Another cameo.
Because we got Aquaman and Flash.
Like, I mean, I really like the dynamic between Idris Elba and Peacemaker. They're like the same person, right? Like they had those competitions and they're like, oh, that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know? So that'd be pretty cool. Like I've seen some of it from the Suicide Squad. Maybe not Harley, maybe not Margot Robbie. Like I'm it just doesn't seem to mesh. Like those two didn't really
King Shark
interact. Yeah, King Shark, like just like oh Suicide Squad member. Or I don't know, like maybe if they like somehow hired The Rock for something. Like,
I mean,
like, cool.
He
like,
is Black Adam,
yeah.
So
yeah, like a or yeah, just Shazam would be cool, pretty cool. Like,
oh, that would be
yeah.
really funny.
You know,
like,
we haven't seen a Shazam thing in so long.
Well, plus with Shazam, just to have him possibly swear. But what would be really
Billy
funny
Bastard.
Is if they show Shazam and right before he swears, they do like the cutoff thing where it like is like
oh
fuck.
Shazam! Yeah. Or they go to music or whatever. So yeah, like, I mean, what, I mean, so we saw the silhouette of, still they don't have a Superman anymore.
Yeah, they don't have Superman anymore, and, so he's gone.
Yep.
And then Gal Gadot has her issues that are...
What are her issues?
So remember how I said, like, the Murder on the Nile or whatever that movie is, it's that just came out, how almost everyone in that movie is problematic? She is definitely one of them.
Interesting.
She has said a lot of bad things that people are kind of now don't care if she's Wonder Woman. And she's...
Well, as Josephine said, English is not her first language. Maybe she just doesn't understand.
I know it's something with like her, because she's from the Middle East, and she said something about an army and how she pretty much pulled a Peacemaker and was like, hey, if kids have to die, they have to die, essentially. And it was like, yeah, not great. And then she's also very like anti-vaxxer, whatever.
It's only cool if it's only cool in fiction if someone says that.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot,
that's why I was like, yikes. That's why I kind of was surprised with that movie, because I guess it did really good out in the theater. But then again, it was like one of the only movies that came out. So,
like, we went and saw Jackass like 2 weeks later.
Yes.
2 weeks later.
Which I was like, why are all these people?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in this theater right now. And oh my God, the only movie that's out is that
Murder on the Nile.
Murder on the Orient Nile.
No.
You can't say Oriental.
Why? It's not Oriental.
Asian. I got a Peacemaker knew that. You can't say Oriental. Because it means other.
It means other.
I literally had that conversation with someone like 2 weeks ago.
No.
Like a coworker. He's like, yeah, we can't say Oriental anymore. I was like, yeah, it's a flavor. It's a rug.
Yeah.
And it's not a person. And I was like, oh, they're having on. The show. Representing, hey, that's me. So, cool. Peacemaker. John Cena, good. I mean, John Cena was always a really fun wrestler to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's transitioned to be a very likable.
He's just a good guy.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he...
He has the most...
Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, Make-A-Wishes, which I'm like over... I think it's like over 600 now or something.
I thought it was like thousands. I think it was like
really?
I think he's...
Jesus, because last time I remember he had the record and it was like over 500, but that was like a couple of years ago that I heard that. So I mean, 1,000 would probably make sense now, because he does it all the time, which I'm like, dude.
One of the top, you're right. One of the top hits is John Cena Make-A-Wish count, 650. So.
650, cool.
I mean, he
does that a lot, which I'm like...
So
you don't have to.
One of the things I say this about is because like he got married or got engaged at WrestleMania.
Oh,
and it was one of the
things
I'm like, are you guys really getting engaged or is this for the storyline?
No, I think
is this for the publicity? Because it feels like the relationship was on the rocks way before then.
Oh, totally. Because I watched Total Divas, so I knew it was
Total Bellas.
Total Divas, Total Bellas. I watched those, and that's when I kind of was like. Yeah, so I found out about the engagement while watching the show, which had already essentially happened.
Right.
So I had no idea. And so then when I asked you about it, you're like, oh, yeah, that did happen. And I was like,
it was so, it just was so,
it just seemed really
convoluted.
Yeah.
I was like, are you guys really getting engaged?
Yeah, it just is weird.
It's just one of those, like, anybody who was, who had been following along was like, we knew that was happening. Like, all right, he's going to face The Miz and Maurice. Mm-hmm. And they're doing this like whole thing where like Miz talks about having a better relationship. It was actually a really good storyline. But it's like this is going to end up with them just being in the middle of the ring and him. And, like, it just, it's like, it is as far as worst engagements go, it's that one. And then like maybe at a basketball game, like somebody goes and engages or whatever. So.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Any of that stuff is really weird to me. And I would take a hard pass, but is there anything else that you want to talk about with Peacemaker?
I think we're good. Music was. We're all trying to learn the dance now.
Yes.
the funniest thing that we saw was episode one Peacemaker. You're just kind of like, you're like, all right. Episode two, you start nodding along, and episode three, like, you know the dance. Like, you know the TikToks I'm talking about. So, speaking of TikTok superstar Leilani over here.
Oh, definitely not a superstar. What are you talking about?
If you need some Euphoria/anime TikToks, she'll send it to you. You can follow her on TikTok at Lele_allday. On Twitter, it's at TikTok Renee. And then at on Instagram is Lele, at Lele All Day. I am at Who Trusts Superman, both on Twitter and IG. And you know, we like Peacemaker. We're going to go see Batman in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
you need to catch up on Attack on Titan.
I need to rewatch season 4 so I remember what the hell's going on. I really enjoyed the. I was really glad that all 8 episodes were out by the time I started Peacemaker. So that was a fun 8 hours of my life.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen with Attack on Titan. There's going to be a part 3. Leilani. And it's going to be a movie.
Leilani is so disappointed that it's going to end.
It's just, I don't want it to end, but at the same time, I'm like, don't make me wait another year.
Stop prolonging it.
I mean, I know that like between season 1 and season 2 was 4 years, and that already was like a lot, but I just want to know what the fuck's going to happen. Even though I know what's going to happen. I already know. I just want to see it on paper. I'm like, listen, I love Aaron and I love Levi, Mikasa, but I want to know. I just want to see it animated.
Congrats to Aaron for winning best protagonist and antagonist, or at least being nominated for both.
He was nominated for both, but he won for antagonist, and then Attack on Titan won for best anime. And best opening.
Sorry, and my girl.
Best closing, which I was like, it didn't win for best closing. I think Jujutsu guys won for best closing.
Leilani got some new pops for Christmas.
Yes, I did. Were great. I got Sad Boy.
And her son immediately wanted to have them.
Yep. So, no.
Yeah, but he did take your lamp, so.
Yeah, he did take my lamp.
Like if you ask him, very easily his first fandom is My Hero, mm-hmm. And then Marvel's a very far second behind.
I don't even think Marvel's on his radar, honestly. I think he likes. I think Spider-Man, but Marvel is not.
He didn't really like Spider-Man that much. Like he likes Black
Panther. No, he likes. He likes Into the Spider-Verse Spider-Man.
Well, that's true.
No. But that's why I'm just like, I don't think Marvel's really on his radar, which is okay. I'm okay with it. It's when
we need to force your kids to like things that we like.
I try.
All right.
It doesn't work out very well.
Okay. Well, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at WhoTransSuperman, HUTRAN Superman. I really hope your coworkers who went to Hamilton with us listen.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about musicals. Yeah. We talk about geek stuff. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts because it will help us get more listeners. I hope people in your life that want to hear your voice listen more. And we got Multiverse of Madness coming up in a couple months, so I think at that time we're going to do our Marvel show. Grant or Stabler or Nate or whoever wants to be on that, they can be on
Wait,
it.
Wait, when? When?
Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So May.
Yeah, May-ish. Yeah, maybe April, so that way we actually get it done. So, all right, cool. Well, we'll catch you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Peace. Bye-bye. I'm pretty sure we can actually, yeah, like if we hum it or sing it ourselves.
Now it's
sing the
Rumpling.